SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Bill Shorten announces his retirement from politics. The UK Prime Minister says sorry after a damning report into the 2017 Grenfell disaster. And in sport, the last Australian eliminated from the men's singles at the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brawl. Former Labor leader Bill Shorten is stepping down from politics after an almost two-decade-long career. The current Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme won't contest the next election. Mr Shorten served as leader of the Labor Party in opposition for 6 years, taking over from Kevin Rudd following the ALP's 2013 election loss. He's also played a key role in creating the NDIS under the Gillard government, returning to the portfolio in this term. Shorten says it's now time to walk away.
I genuinely consider myself to be one of the luckiest people in politics. I've been the member for Maribyrnong. It's a community I love so much. I've had the privilege to serve in portfolios that I care about.
Authorities say parts of Australia are at risk of an early start to the fire season thanks to unseasonal rainfall and higher average temperatures. The forecast released by National Fire and Emergency Services Council, AFAC, says record rain has lifted fuel loads in Queensland and the Northern Territory. Parts of Western Victoria and Eastern South Australia are also at an increased risk of an early start, while authorities have warned Tasmania could follow suit if warm and dry conditions continue. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has apologised to those affected by London's 2017 Grenfell Tower disaster for the string of failures that led to the fatal fire. The PM has signalled his support for calls that the companies involved in the disaster be banned from receiving government contracts, saying the government would support the police's investigation into the blaze that killed 72 people. Mr Starmer's apology follows publication of the final report of the inquiry into the disaster led by retired judge Martin Moorbeck.
There's no way of repeating this that won't be painful. He said the simple truth is that the deaths that occurred were all avoidable. Mr Speaker, today is a long-awaited day of truth, but it must now lead to a day of justice.
A 14-year-old boy accused of a deadly shooting at a Georgia high school in the US will be tried as an adult. The teen killed two students and two teachers during the rampage at Appalachee High School weeks after classes began in the new school year. Director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, Chris Hosey, says the teen is speaking with investigators, but they've declined to say if they knew what motivated him. Barrow County Sheriff John Smith says they'll do their best to find answers.
I don't know why it happened. I may not ever know. We may not ever know. And that, again, we do not let this hateful event prevail.
There's concern that Australia's slowing economic growth is negatively impacting women who still struggle to achieve financial equality with men. The latest Financy Women's Index shows setbacks in employment outcomes for women relative to men, particularly in monthly hours worked and underemployment. Financy Chief Executive Bianca Hart-Hazelman says women are bearing the brunt of the current financial uncertainty due to occupying more flexible and insecure forms of employment like part-time and casual roles. She says while women continue to make strides in labour market participation and on the sporting field, as shown at the Paris Olympics, persistent gender norms remain a stubborn influence on the gap between men and women. The federal government has released a voluntary framework for the responsible use of artificial intelligence as it works towards implementing a mandatory code. The framework focuses on high-risk use of AI in business and businesses supplying AI in Australia. 10 guardrails have been established as part of the voluntary code, and consultation on the mandatory framework is open for the next 4 weeks. Industry and Science Minister Ed Husic says regulating AI is challenging.
This is probably one of the most complex policy challenges facing the government world over, and the Australian government is determined that we put in place the measures that provide for the safe and responsible use of artificial intelligence in this country.
To sport and in tennis news, the last Australian has been eliminated from the men's singles at the US Open. Alex de Minaur has been eliminated by Britain's Jack Draper in straight sets. It's believed a flare-up to the hip injury that had sidelined him since Wimbledon ultimately robbed him of any realistic chance to reach his maiden Grand Slam semi-final. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.